တင်းကြီးပေါ်နွားပေါင်းကံတို့ဖြည့်ရအကောင်ပြက်မင်းကြီးတယ်
You'll never forget the moment you look into the eyes of a wild tiger. September 2014, Soche is fishing on the banks of the Banshuang River in southern Myanmar. He's alone. His home, the rural village of Chepilan, is about an hour's walk away through dense forest. It's midnight and the moon is full. From the dry bushes behind him, a rustling sound. He hears it before he sees it. Saw is in his late 50s. His skin is leathery and wrinkled from a lifetime spent outdoors in the Southeast Asian heat. We're sat across from one another on the riverbank as he shares his story through a translator. He pauses only to puff on a cheroot, a sort of Myanmar cigar. In the wet sand between us, Saw's drawing something with his finger. A big circle, punctuated with 1, 2, 3, 4. He's drawing a paw print, and it's the size of a dinner plate. We're actually sitting in the very spot that Saw met his first and his last wild tiger. He looked into the cat's huge eyes glinting under the light of the full moon, but with a smile he says, I didn't feel afraid. In fact, so surreal was the experience, he thought that the eyes staring back at him must have belonged to a visiting spirit or even a ghost. The next morning, upon returning to his fishing spot, he noticed the paw prints just 2 meters away from where he had been sitting. Only then did Saw realize that he had not met a spirit, nor a ghost. Saw had had an extraordinarily rare encounter with one of Southeast Asia's last wild tigers. So what makes Saw's story significant? Global tiger numbers have fallen by a staggering 95% in just a few short decades. Myanmar is thought to be one of just 13 remaining tiger countries. But until very recently, nobody has been able to say for sure whether or not there really are still tigers living here. The IUCN Red List of Threatened Species states that tigers are resident, or extant in technical terms. But more concerning is the small print, which states, no breeding population. That's conservation code for game over. So was Saw's encounter with the last tiger of Myanmar? For the past 3 years, conservation organizations have dispersed across Myanmar's vast forested wildernesses in search of one of our planet's most elusive big cats. The data has been collected, and the results are in. It's good news. There are still tigers living in Myanmar, at least 22 of them. What's more, they're breeding. This new data for Myanmar is a big deal. The conservation world is working hard to double tiger numbers by 2022. It's part of an initiative called TX2. If we can provide Myanmar's tigers with enough space and protection, this country could become an invaluable contributor to that TX2 goal. I'm traveling back to Yangon, the country's hectic commercial capital, to meet the conservationists on the front line of tiger conservation. I'll be asking questions like, how do you count tigers? And what does that number really mean? We'll find out why tigers are a flagship for conservation and what their presence on our planet means to you, to me, and to all life on Earth. It all starts with a story like Saw's, a quiet encounter on a rural riverbank. So stick around. This is Myanmar, home to the hidden tigers of Southeast Asia.
Follow the link in the show notes to find out how and when you can listen to the next episode of The Last Tigers. You'll also find more information on what you can do to protect this endangered species, no matter where you are in the world.